This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. It's weekend time. We've got a lot to talk about. I mean, okay, it's 10.
Well, some of us are working the rest of the day.
Oh my God. You want to like out me for taking the day off, but here I am still recording.
We hustle for you people. We hustle.
The funny thing is the thing with like quarantine situation, everything that happened this year, I looked at the calendar and like my days off. I took like one day off in the first 6 months of the year.
I feel like you and I always talk about that. We're always like, we have the rest of the year.
And for some reason, for those first couple months of quarantine, it just felt normal. It was like, well, I'm not going anywhere, so why would I take a day off? Meanwhile, now I'm like, how can I work a full week? How would I do that?
I messed up one of my vacation days last, the one vacation day I took on a day we already had off. And then
Barry thought we had
already
work on Black Friday, which never been a thing.
You are the same way as me. I used to work retail in even corporate.
Yes,
I used to work corporate retail where we were not off for Black Friday. So it's like not embedded in my head yet that we are. So honestly, I messed it up and I kept it that way anyway because I still needed to use a vacation.
Actually, it's so I feel like you were so ingrained in a normal schedule last week that you even were like, why is Southern Charm not on tonight? And I'm like, Barry, it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, my bad.
So it's actually funny. So today we have Southern Charm and OC to talk about, which we didn't talk about either of those last week. Southern Charm wasn't on OC. We just, the timing didn't work. And I feel sad that I missed a chance to drag Shannon for acting a mess at Broadman's party.
Okay. So again, talking about the days of the week, I texted you last week and I was like, that's so funny. I thought OC was on tonight. Meanwhile, it was Tuesday. I had no idea what day it was. So then when Wednesday came, I didn't actually watch the episode. And then I was like, wait, there was an episode on. And then we ended up not talking about OC anyway last week. So
I didn't
like,
watch it till like 5 days later. Whenever, it's funny because obviously a lot of the time with the podcast, we're talking about things the next morning after they're on or whatever. So you have to stay with it. But then the second we aren't talking about a show or something, I will let those episodes pile up.
I actually am usually very good and I don't miss an episode of anything, but for some reason that week really had me off.
You love a sitting on the couch at 9 p.m. watching Bravo TV moment. Like I'm a little more scatterbrained than you. Like I'll watch it in the morning. I'll watch it, you know, whatever. Yeah. But here we are. We've all seen our episodes and we've also seen The Real Housewives of Dallas season 5 trailer that came out this week.
Yeah.
Premiering first week of January. We have plenty of housewives now. It's almost too many. We have Atlanta starting on Monday and then a month later we get Dallas.
Yeah, Bravo has not let us down during this quarantine. They really have done everything to continue letting us live our best lives.
Okay. So because we've only been doing this podcast since April, we have never really talked about Dallas. And so I want to do a little bit of a temperature check, what your general feelings are about Dallas in the past, and then how you're feeling about this upcoming season.
I really enjoy Dallas because it's one of those like Southern Charm almost where it's like so different from what I know and like their lifestyle and their fashion and the food they eat even. Like it's very fun to watch. Obviously all the shit that went down with Leanne, I was never a fan of Leanne really on the show anyway because she's a little bit, I guess psychotic's like a bit strong to use.
She
but
has,
like
she's I would say she has a chaotic energy that can turn toxic very
chaotic
quickly.
Chaotic is better, yes. Yeah. So like that wasn't fun, but like watching Brandy and Steph as friends are like a good friendship duo is always fun to watch. Mm-hmm. And then when Cameron came on, that was like another little, you know,
I like Cameron.
Yeah, me too. But Tiffany from season one, remember Tiffany from season one?
Tiffany Hendra. Yes.
Yeah.
Not new Tiffany. How crazy is it that we have now a second Tiffany on Real Housewives of Dallas?
Right. But like even there, the thing they talk about most, obviously everyone knows, is like wow. And I just forgot the word I'm looking for is like not charity. What are they?
Oh yeah, no, that was it. Like the first season, they were all like, "We're at the charity luncheons and the parties and."
But there's philanthropy. Oh my god, there's a word it'll come to me, whatever. But it's okay. Very like you don't know. Like all Ian talks about it being a carny kid and blah blah blah, and like they're. Oh my god, this is gonna kill me that I can't think of the word. Whatever.
I will say, I think Dallas like. It had kind of a rocky first season. Like it was okay. I think season two and three, they really got into a good groove. The right. casting changes with Cameron and Deandra really paid off. And I think those were some really great, maybe underrated seasons of Housewives. And then season four, definitely a little bit bumpy again. I think it was already maybe not going to be the best season ever. And then the Leanne stuff really just kind of brought it down at the end and kind of stunk up the place a little bit. And I just think it kind of left a bad taste. And I mean, Bravo definitely made the right decision in allowing Leanne to move on to other things. As she put it, she was going to focus on her charity work, but,
Well, the thing is, Dallas was like Potomac where it was like that new franchise that started, which was like exciting for, you know, Bravo.
Yeah, I think it's like Potomac has gotten stronger and stronger, whereas Dallas has had a little more of an up and down. So I have really enjoyed it. And to be honest, I'm optimistic about this season. I don't know if it's going to be an amazing season. I don't know much about what drama to expect.
Quarantine and
storylines. Yeah, it's definitely going to be a different because of that, but you know, Dr. Tiffany seems like a promising addition. I'm excited to see her. We see a lot of her in the trailer, and I feel like she, you know, seems like she's gonna get in there. I would love to see her you know, take down Carrie Brittingham, because
take her down, like
I mean, I want Carrie Duber back.
Me too. I fucking love Carrie Duber. And like, she's almost like a Heather Dubrow for me. Like when she left, I was like, really? Like that was one of
Duber,
the best parts.
Dubrow.
Yes.
Both married to plastic surgeons.
Oh. One of which met while working for the plastic surgeon.
Now she has her lasers. It's all good. Yeah, no, so, okay, obviously we will be talking about Dallas when it comes back next month. It's going to be on Tuesday nights. So there's a lot on the horizon.
Which is great because The Bachelor is moving back to Mondays, so it does not interfere.
Not a problem for me, but I'm really glad. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention. Yeah, we have a lot going on. And of course, Atlanta starts this weekend. So we will be talking about that on Monday's episode. Mm-hmm. Very exciting stuff.
Yes. So
let's talk about OC. So I feel like this is now an ongoing thing that we've talked about Miss Elizabeth Vargas and her kind of ongoing thing of she can't talk about the divorce, but it's also all she talks about. And I feel like the other women are sort of starting to become more frustrated with this. And I certainly understand the frustration, because if it's annoying to watch on TV, think of how annoying it must be to have to spend hours with this person and try to get to know her. And she keeps giving off like the same weird vibes of like, well, I don't care about money, but all I'm going to talk about is money.
My note from this episode is Elizabeth doesn't stop talking about her divorce, even to her ex-husband. Like, that's all she has to talk about. And this might be a very strong statement, but until I see more of her, I am sticking by this. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. I think she is one of, and there has been a lot.
Okay.
She is one of the worst housewives in history ever casted.
Wow. Okay. The thing with Liz is that I think people call her Liz. I can see a situation in which she would have been a fun addition to a cast. Mm-hmm. I think obviously the fact that she is like weird in this weird, you know, gag order situation with her divorce, that's not working in her favor in terms of us getting to know her, the ladies getting to know her. But I think if she was on a stronger cast, like if she came on OC when it was like Heather, Vicky, Tamra, you know, like in general, a stronger cast, and she was kind of like a fun, she's a little bit kooky, like she is kind of like has like an out of left field, like a little bit of off-putting energy, that can be fun in a Housewives cast. Think of like a Kim Richards or like Mary on Salt Lake City. Like, yeah, you can kind of lean into that like kind of quirkiness. But I think because Orange County is already kind of a weak cast right now, that it's like we can't have another person who doesn't have anything going on and who isn't actually doing anything interesting.
I think she would have gotten eaten alive if she was on a season with Tamra and Vicky and Shannon as the Tres Amigas. But it's like she talks about her divorce. This is now like what, four episodes in, talks about her divorce and won't, and brings up the money, but continuously brings up not being able to talk about the amount of money. Can you imagine how frustrating that must be to hear that? Mm-hmm. They all have money, these women. They're not interested in how much money you have. They're almost like weirded out by it. But can you also imagine not having anything else to talk about besides something you're not allowed to talk about?
It's a little bit like baffling, because it would be one thing to kind of lay the groundwork. And when you're meeting these women and like, you know, first coming on the show, to kind of talk about it a little bit and say, you know, like, this is what I'm going through. It's really stressful. This is kind of the situation. I can't talk about X, Y, Z. But it's like, okay, we know now. You've told us. And you're continuing to talk about it in this weird, it's a really off-putting way to communicate when you're like, I can't talk about this, but I'm still going to bring it up all the time. But then you can't ask me about it because I can't say anything. It's like, that's not how conversations and friendships work. And she says, you know, it's tough to get to know me because I have these, you know, boundaries and I've been hurt before. And I get that. I'm not like begrudging her past traumas, right, or whatever, but it's like, then just make small talk, have a normal conversation.
Or choosing the route of being on a Housewives reality show wasn't the best one for you to take. Like,
Perhaps. I want to talk about Gina for a second, because okay, I actually, going into this season, I was very negative on Gina. I feel like I was like, you know, like, why is this woman a housewife? She's in this sad house. And, Oof. You know, just like there's nothing fabulous about Gina. Like her hair was bumming me out. And I actually, the last couple episodes, I've really been enjoying her energy in the cast. And I feel like she seems like she's in a really good place of, she is accepting of what's happened with her marriage, where she is in life. She is perfectly fine with the fact that she doesn't have as much money as these other women. And she's, I think she's funny. I'm enjoying her in her confessionals and like, you know, when Shannon was at the party and she's like, what the fuck is wrong with Shannon? Like, I just think Gina is like actually a fun presence right now. And
her confessional with the short hair is really good. She looks good there.
We need someone that's like fun and not just like a ball of like nightmare emotions on this show. And like Shannon's in a weird place. Bronwyn's dealing with a lot. Elizabeth is obviously a mess. Emily's giving us nothing. So like, I forgot she was on
the show.
Yup. I like what Gina is kind of bringing. I feel like she is kind of that like almost like Greek chorus, like a Bethany. Not, I would never compare her to Bethany in terms of like her
anything
other stuff about her, but I appreciate her kind of like commentary right now.
Yeah, Emily legitimately wasn't on this episode, which is like so unfortunate because you should be able to tie in yourself to any episode. There should be always be something going on, whether if you're not with the girls, you should be able to have something at home going on. Like that means what you were doing was cut and something else. And if what Elizabeth Vargas is talking about is better than what you have going on at home, then we need a whole cast shakeup. I'm sorry. But
the best you can do is like tag along with Gina while she shops for prosciutto.
So we get into, they're locking down now. And speaking of that, so all Gina bought, having three kids is like hilarious that she only bought spaghetti. Like that's it. But like
paper towels, I bought spaghetti.
Yeah. Even me, like you always, even before Corona, I was stocked up. You should just always have like certain things always. And spaghetti is one of them. I agree with that, but you should also mm-hmm. have other things. But now they're all starting to panic, which we've seen panic mode, I feel like, for the past three episodes already. Like Shannon is I couldn't tell if that was a real cry or a fake cry with the paper towel situation. Like she's scared to use paper towels because she doesn't know if they'll ever have them again. Bronwyn's,
I get my meat every day.
Yeah. And also, come on, who buys their meat every single day? Like that's wild. Buy it for the week. I don't know. We come up with crazy ideas on this show, but like buy your meat once a week. I liked seeing Bronwyn's little conversation with Sean and Rowan, mm-hmm. where we see Rowan being affected by this because she has OCD and anxiety, and that this is something you really cannot control because you don't know the outcome. So seeing that is really hard for some people, even people who don't suffer from anxiety and OCD. It affected everybody.
I feel like I could kind of relate to that because being in, you know, I've been in New York City this whole time, and in, you know, end of March and April, being in New York City was really stressful, and it felt like a really heavy time. And I could relate to her sentiment of not being worried about like, will I personally get sick? And like, you know, I'm in so much danger, but just like everything around us is in this really scary state of flux. And like, I thought there was a nice moment because clearly, the rest of this cast, well, I mean, some of this cast is not being the best about COVID. Like, for example, on last week's episode that we didn't get to talk about, Elizabeth is saying that coronavirus is just happening so that Big Pharma can sell you a vaccine. And it's like, Elizabeth, yeah, I know. Please. Like, I know. Elizabeth, please. Come on. Like,
well, and Kelly, like we talked about Watch Rappins Live the other night, said like she made it seem like it was happening everywhere in the world besides Orange County. That's why she wasn't mm-hmm. taking it seriously, because like it wasn't in Orange County. I was like, what is actually wrong with you?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I feel like on OC, they're almost stretching out this kind of like time frame right before quarantine. We've seen a couple episodes of them talking about paper towels. And I think we're getting to the point where it's going to kind of shit hit the fan, but
switching to Southern Charm, I appreciate that they basically, we had last episode, which was like, we're stressed about COVID. And then they fast forward, it's right to June. We got, you know, some clips of people at home and stuff. But I liked that we didn't have to see like a whole nother episode of people being like, what if I can't get toilet paper?
Well, it's very interesting. We've talked about this before, seeing how all of the shows executed this as we went through quarantine in real life, because all the shows obviously overlap, but some go through it before others. So Southern Charm obviously was like, oh my God, we don't need this. But I loved how they were like, and South Carolina is back. And then like, yes, after they showed that and like the George Floyd and the protests and then they were like, they're back. And then they just showed like stores having signs saying like, wear a mask.
It's a little cringe, obviously, because we know that like, it's not like coronavirus went away after 8 weeks. But it's interesting because when you think about those kind of like, I guess, almost 3 months that they were shut down from filming, so much did happen. Like, obviously there's all the COVID stuff, but then, you know, all the Black Lives Matter stuff that happened and George Floyd, like those happened kind of simultaneously. And then all of a sudden they're filming again. And I appreciate that they knew they needed to work this into the show. And we see them, Leva has kind of like brought on a new girl squad to the show, which I'm excited about, because first of all, Southern Charm, more than maybe any other show on Bravo, needs, you know, some diversity and probably a little bit of a shakeup. Mm-hmm. And obviously we see with Catherine within the cast, they have this, you know, issue that needs to be dealt with. And I think, again, you know, Bravo doesn't deserve like some big pat on the back for finally figuring out that they should cast a Black person. But I do think it was a good choice, and I'm excited to see these new cast members. And I also really like Madison Simon, the one who owns Gwyn's. She seems cool and very with it. And so
she's been in a few episodes, and I know I like how they're like bringing her on more, but I've said this before about Leva, like she's more mature. She has like a maternal instinct, and she talks to these girls. I feel like because we love Danny. Danny's obviously nice. She likes doing the right thing, Danny. But part of me is just like, I love that she's hanging out with these girls and they're like kind of being like, Danny, wake up. Like, Catherine's not your friend. Like, she's a bad person, actually. Like, you don't need to be hanging out with this person.
I love Danny. I always like want the best for Danny, but I feel like she is like, she gets in her own way, like emotionally sometimes. She's like, she's like, no, like, I just want to be friends with like Catherine and Shep. Like, and it's like, okay, but maybe you're better than them.
When Leva was on the phone with her, I was like, are you crying? Are you crying? Like, when she was inviting her to that conference, like in the park. And then she kept explaining to her about the Calhoun statue. And Danny was like, there's a Calhoun statue. And Leva was like, yeah, right in the middle of the park. And she was like, well, where is it? And Leva was like, right in the middle of the park. Like, it's really large. And then when they showed it, I was like, holy shit. A normal person walking by that wouldn't notice to like look up, I feel. It's the statue's like on top of a pedestal.
Like, a lot of the Confederate statues are like that. It's weird. I went to school in New Orleans, and there was like Lee Circle, named after Robert E. Lee, and it was like in the middle of the circle on top of a column was a statue of him.
Wow, really?
Yeah, they took it down a few years ago. I liked seeing this. Obviously, this Catherine stuff is a whole mess. I mean, it's disappointing to see Catherine using this kind of opportunity on the show to still be like, I had no idea how that could be taken. Like, she really doubles down on being completely ignorant to kind of what the problem was. And when the other women were at Republic and they were talking about this, it's like, obviously the monkey emoji is like the thing that people kind of fixated on, but the other messages she was sending this woman were pretty wild and like out of line. And so it's like, okay, the monkey emoji is the thing that's like, you screenshot and you're like, why, like, what the fuck? But everything she was sending this woman was like not a good look.
And she also didn't understand what the problem was. Like, she was kind of backing herself into a wall. And it's one of those situations where just apologize or just don't stop trying to cover it up and make more excuses on top of it. But like, even seeing her on the phone and other, like, I kind of squirm when I see Catherine, because she's just like, I'm sorry, I'm just really not a fan of her at all. And it's funny because Landon, I just saw today on Instagram, is coming to, I'm like, great, another one. I'm not a fan of her either, but she's coming to Cameron's defense, being and like talking about Catherine and how she's trying to stay relevant. And I was like, girl, if that's not the pot calling the kettle black, like, Landon, you're trying to stay relevant.
Landon, I have to say, is one of perhaps my least favorite Bravo celebrity from any show.
We talked about a lot of like people we don't like to. I agree with you. Though, 100%.
Because I watched Southern Charm for the first time at the beginning of this year, and I was like documenting it on Instagram stories, and I had no idea who Landon was before. Oh, wow. I watched the show. It's like, I knew about Catherine and Shep and, you know, whatever, like, you pay attention to Bravo, you know these people. Landon, I was like, who the fuck is this? And can she get off my TV?
Landon's like worse than Ashley.
She was on the show for like 4 seasons. Yeah, Ashley was like, Ashley Jacobs was like a fever dream. Like, she was there for 1 season, she caused her drama, and then she, for the most part, she left. Landon wouldn't go away. Oh my god.
Landon, we can talk about a whole thing with Landon's no good. Landon's no good.
Oh my god, we should do a special episode that's just talking about our least favorite people on Bravo. Oh,
and honestly, I'm down for that. And why? Because we have to come up with like reasons why.
That would be like an hour long episode. So yeah, buckle up.
Stay tuned. Christmas Day.
We have some special holiday episodes to do. So maybe we'll just.
Yes, I kind of like that. From us.
Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the 3-beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
But anyway, going back to this episode of Southern Charm, I just want to also talk about Craig really quick and how I know that obviously us going through the pandemic, we didn't know what was happening in general, but now going back and seeing it, Craig like doesn't know what quarantining means in general. And then when they showed their home videos of all this stuff, you saw one of the boys' nights out, and one of them was like, wait, Shep, don't post this because we don't want to get in trouble. And then like another one, they're on the golf cart and they're like, there's under 4 of us. I'm like, no, that's not what this means. Like and then
we see
Madison with Austin, and I'm like, so how are you mad that Austin went out so many more times? You were with him. So, you know, you were out too.
I got to say, Madison in real time right now on social media is kind of anti-mask, which is a little bit of a yikes.
Well, I'm kind of anti-Madison, so.
Yeah, her whole thing is that she claims that at one point she was like in a car with someone who was infected for a long time and she didn't get it, so that it must not be like
real
thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I can't even. I've given up trying to really police Bravo celebrity quarantine you behavior can't. Because it's just a bottomless pit and I don't have time. But yeah, so we see Austin and Madison are in a different place than kind of when we left off because they've had this quarantine period and it seems like they've both more or less realized that they are not on the same page in terms of their relationship. But it's weird because I feel like they've both realized it, but they haven't really talked about it, you know?
Yeah. Madison is home. She hosts a lunch for her mom and her sister, which is nice to see. You know, we haven't like met her family before.
Her mom and, is really cute.
Yeah. And they got into it and like about her relationship with Austin. And then we fast forward to this awkward, beyond awkward Zoom FaceTime call with Madison and Austin that looked so produced. It was wild. And it's like they were fighting about Austin testing positive for COVID. But again, he can't even believe it because he had just tested negative. So he doesn't understand how this happened. And
yeah, I don't think any of these people really have a great understanding of how, you know, virus transmission works because they all seem to be very like, well, I mean, nobody here has it. So, I mean, whatever. And it's like, okay, but if that's your attitude permanently, then that like just because nobody had it last week doesn't mean nobody could have it 2 weeks from now when you've all been going out and hanging out and partying and seeing different people. And I'm almost a little I'm not glad that Austin tested positive, obviously, but I'm a little relieved that now whatever boat party that Madison was planning for his birthday isn't going to happen because it's like,
right,
what are you doing?
And also why you're mad at Austin for getting sick, but you're planning him a birthday party with people.
Right.
So it makes no sense. And also Shep's like bugging out that Austin's sick and doesn't feel well. But then again, here comes Craig being like, so is Austin, like, are we still going to have the birthday party? And I'm like, Craig, do you not know? Like, even if someone's
all been exposed,
cold, like, right. What is happening? Where's the education here?
I do think it's a little weird because now that they're filming again and they're filming group scenes and stuff, you know that Bravo has whatever protocols and stuff. So I'm sure they're all being tested regularly. I'm sure, you know, the crew is, you know, taking precautions. So it's hard to know kind of what's in the bubble of like, this is a filming event, so it's like quote unquote safe versus like what's Shep and Austin and Craig like going out and being idiots. And so like when the women were at Republic and they were having their meal, I'm assuming everyone there has been following the protocols and, you know, is doing whatever Bravo has said is the right thing. But then it's like those rules go out the window if these guys are hanging out and partying and, you know, seeing people all the time. So it's like, where is the line? Like, I assumed kind of that when they were filming, they were going to be more or less quarantined except when they were on camera. But obviously that's not the memo they got. So,
right. We'll the see. Safest well, person is Patricia. She's being the safest because her and Michael and of Michael, our certain age.
I, you know, do whatever you have to do. Protect Patricia at all costs. Barry, between these shows, who is your number one Bravo Leb in the group?
I will definitely say Leva. I think she took full like leadership in this episode. She is trying to bring together people to educate them on what's going on. And she kind of took Danny under her wing. And so I'm giving it to Leva for this.
I definitely agree with that. But just to make it more interesting, I'm going to give mine to Gina, which I never thought I would say. But, you know, I'm enjoying Gina's presence right now, and she's a little bit of a bright spot in Orange County for me. And compared with Liz and all the others, we need it. So thanks, Gina. Guys, thanks for listening. Don't forget to check out our Bravo by Betches merch collection on shop.betches.com. Follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches, and rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. And we will be back on Monday with the Real Housewives of Potomac season finale and the Real Housewives of Atlanta season premiere. Very exciting times.
Yes, exciting, and have a great weekend.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.